Yes, yibazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Musiibye mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your life?
Mbuliza ku muganda wo.
You can greet of your brethren.
Mugambe naye webale kuwaguza.
Tell them thank you for pressing on.
Newankubadde nga ebiro ebyenkuba.
In the time of the rainfall.
Bibadde biringa ebikugamba genda mbuliri webake.
Seem to tell you go in the bed and sleep.
Naye n'ogamba wange.
But you said but.
Muligeste olwalirira nemete.
Have to be put among those who've gathered. I get light of knowledge. I buy time and season for myself. Speak with them, thank them. Tell them press on every day. In the name of the Lord. Holy Spirit will press on.
In
the time of your need, the hard times. And he helps you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Things
you do when you challenge the Holy Spirit.
It's
a challenge that he cannot, but doesn't expect it from you.
It
doesn't expect it from you. And you do it. And you pass and it works.
One,
in the time you don't expect help, need to press through. They have to.
Them
through the other time. They pressed on.
So,
you do things not expected in the kingdom of God. As you did before,
they
do in the kingdom of Satan.
Yes, we was
raised Jesus.
Oh,
you didn't expect to do something within the kingdom of Satan.
No,
you did them. Now the time has come.
When you enter
the kingdom of God,
and you
expect you've reached to do them.
The
Holy Spirit will say you've matured.
You've
changed quick. Sin and run from it. Still you've come. And one day,
you can
praise where you don't expect him.
That's
first thing is most in Isaiah 58. Pass through them.
For you
would have called him, would have arrived. You don't expect him. And the answers.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
So, there are
things, do things surprising in the kingdom of God. You would expect you've changed.
Yourself.
And you become a problem. The one with the Wiseka is no more with it.
Even
be surprised.
No. Pastor Winnie, but
look at you saying that she changed overnight.
But yet
they have settled. That child is faithful.
I
want you to what's been your before you.
You
retained it by saying me. Arise, they don't expect you. And you give up on it.
One
day in the kingdom of Satan, spoke vulgar, everyone was amazed. Speak vulgar to people. Now just change to the other side. Before you were a servant of unrighteousness, now you're a servant of righteousness.
Do.
Surprised of you how you did it. I didn't want to teach it, but it is there in the scriptures. There are people God never expected to do what they did. Since you're nearing sin, and righteousness is far from you, yet you run
from
until enter righteousness. Now such words, you may think they are mine, but they are not mine. Still as you say, I'm surprised of you. Just little time you've left the gospel of truth.
surprised. Immediately we've left the gospel of truth. As you know how the world moves.
Then
surprised how you left falsehood early. Person used to commit sins. Don't expect you to change.
No, no, chuka sibu.
You change.
Mundo abadde yenda no gane
utufukati. What stubbornness is now?
Gobadde oli mwenzi.
You've been a moral person.
Eno gaba nakirero luno bachi bachi be.
Sitani
lero ngudde ko mwenzi sibuddam.
I'm no more into fornication.
Era kati nonya wakufumbira oba wakuwasa.
You want to marry or get married?
Ate ngoli serious.
If you're serious.
Nokwebuza ko nga webuza ko kati chikoze ntia.
How to do it?
Omanye chitwa chogira ke mabega eri nti kutuga chibi.
Hope that before that you strangle sin.
You
jump abruptly on it, strangle it. You strangle it. You are like a commando.
You didn't expect to
take it from your
life.
You jump, break its neck. And you strangle it.
It's surprised
how you've fallen on it.
Okay,
those are like that. But we want to appear. And once again, move on. God's worldwide call on the nation Uganda. God's worldwide promised call on the nation of Uganda.
Yes, praise
Jesus much.
Still move
on to see the call of God on nation Uganda. As he marked it in prophecies released in AD.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Many
prophecies came from the midst of Uganda.
Those
we can't explain each as today. But when time will enable us, them too we shall speak of them. And there are many other prophecies which came from outside Uganda. And they speak of the promise of the call of Uganda. As God has been promising all nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But in the
many which came from outside Uganda, we still look at the Astorian vision on the nation of Uganda. As
we were
written the New Vision newspaper in 1992, it was the same November and it was
14.
It was the Saturday.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Through the prophet Wilhelm Wetzel
and Emil Klein. Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Four
points or four pillars make up that vision. That's why God explained the first.
How we are
blessed nation in the midst of the world. Knowing and revealing the secrets of the kingdom of heaven unto all nations. To make many nations inherit the kingdom of God.
We
pray all nations blessings of works of their hands.
Then
we still look at the second pillar of the Astorian vision on the nation of Uganda. Why the man meant to head God's final work on the planet Earth, facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, has to be like Prophet Elijah,
Moses.
And that's the heir to the throne of David. So far finished see many reasons why that man is to be like Prophet Elijah
and Moses.
Why is to be like Prophet Moses? We reached our general reason why that man is to be like Prophet Elijah and the Prophet Moses, which gives us double portion of anointing hearing in the Prophet Elijah. Now, first of all, in the general reasons, there are seven reasons. And when we wind up the five, the sixth, which we have spent time on, we say the anointing of double portion of the Holy Spirit in the fullness. They are the seven spirits of God and they have been doubled in the sign of the two lampstands.
Flow
in God's final work on planet Earth,
facing
in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. And we saw that anointing. The way you are filled with that anointing.
So
and we reached to see the way anointing of double portion
of
Holy Spirit in the fullness. They are the seven spirits double. How they work as the word of God is. We are still moving on.
We're
still taking off the seven seals of the seven spirits from the word of God. Because you be filled with the Holy Spirit. They are the seven spirits of God. And they have been doubled. And filled light of the word of God. And to be filled with the knowledge of God and His glory.
I
don't know whether you understand steps you are on to now. First step is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Seven spirits doubled.
The
second to be filled with light of the word. I hope you get all this.
And
to be filled with the knowledge of God together with His glory.
Aren't
you getting them? Aren't you getting them? And we have to see all seven spirits how they work as the word of God is. And we take off the seven seals from the word of God.
We
decided to begin the spirit of the Lord.
We've taken
long as the word of God is. So we take off the seventh seal from the word of God. And you know much.
So
we started to see the single portion of spirit of the Lord. How he works as the word of God is. Whom we mostly knew. The existence of God the Father. God the Word. Whom we know as the Son. The Lord Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit. Know as Spirit of the Lord. And we reach to know. Their image and their likeness. On their thrones. Praise Jesus much.
And
we decided to enter double portion. Of Spirit of the Lord. How it works as the word of God is. After discovering it. Though we've understood the existence. God the Father, Son and the Holy Spirit.
Where
came from how they began to exist. It took us above the heavens. As Ephesians 4. And the verse 9. To 12 says. And we moved above the heavens. At the beginning and the end. And that is God the Father.
He
began with His word. The Lord Jesus. Together with the Holy Spirit.
So double portion.
Now, double portion of Spirit of the Lord. We've seen much in it.
And
we've headed on above the heavens. The beginning and the end. And that is God the Father.
He
began with His word. The Lord Jesus. Together with the Holy Spirit. And we saw what is above the heavens.
According
to Revelation 21, the verse 105. So when you take away heaven and earth which are, then above the heavens, we find the new heavens and the new earth. And they are found above the heavens.
How does
it look like and what is there? Now when we finish that, and we
say,
then above, beyond above the heavens, what's there? And we saw the everlasting. And that is God the Father. Together with His word, the Lord Jesus Christ. And His Holy Spirit. Beyond above the heavens, you go to everlasting. And it remains Him. And from the beginning, He reaches the beginning. From generation to generation.
From everlasting to everlasting.
Everlasting to everlasting. If you go there, it's everlasting.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
So
now when we finish that, and we moved into Psalms 90, ask if God is like that. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
And
they are the beginning and the end from above the heaven. Then how did we come to exist?
Anointing
of Spirit of the Lord in double portion and begins to flow. And show how we came. And we are filled with that anointing.
Filled
with that light. light of the world.
We
will be filled with knowledge of God and His glory.
So,
now in the Psalms 19, verse 1-5, God was our dwelling place in all generations before mountains were brought forth, before He made the earth and things. Now we discovered it. According to Psalms 82, in the verse 6 downwards, all us creation in heaven and earth, we were above the heavens,
and
we were called children of God, and we were called gods.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So how we were dwelling there,
we
moved on to see how we came to exist.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we began to see the way we were gotten from God the Word,
whom
we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. All spirits of creations in heaven and earth,
yes,
praise Jesus much. And be God explained most
in
John 1:16 that from His fullness all us we were given.
Explained
well John 15 verse 1-5, Himself is the true vine and we too are branches. Now we so much
on the way
we are gotten from God the Word.
So to us, ended
as we moved on to see this point, and we see we ourselves, our spirits, all creation in heaven and earth, how we were gotten from God the Word, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the way we look like, the way our spirits look like. Ended as you've seen much, how we look like. So like in Proverbs 20:27, spirit is like a lamp, it shines. All those that we've seen them,
we've reached time
so many things on our spirits,
how
to see even how we look like.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yet we reached the point reached in the first, 2 Corinthians the chapter chapter 4:16.
They
told us the inner man, our spirit,
looks
won't look like the outward man.
They
defy that the outward man, our body, it has private parts. Program of birthing and we increase. Yet our spirit, also in the original image of God, in the image of our body, just as the body appears, except
to
take off the private parts. Yet, when we saw that word, and we wanted God to differentiate between the spirit, the living soul, or the living soul, called the heavenly body, even the earthly body,
we
call flesh and blood.
Spirit, soul, and body.
That is spirit, soul, and body. We began on that.
But what we looked
most First Thessalonians in the chapter 5, verse 23, that we keep our spirits and our souls and our bodies and they are pure before the Lord.
And
have no spot, no wrinkle to the coming of the Lord Jesus.
Began
to reach most of the things. And we began to differentiate between the spirit, you, the inner man, and we differentiated
on
the soul or the living soul. The living soul,
two
is the heavenly body. We reached on flesh and blood, this we have clothed.
So
this
thing
we want to move on.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But then we want to move on and we understand if the body is of heaven, which we know as living soul, the living soul, living soul, or flesh and blood, the earthly body, which doesn't hold the spirit and it is dead.
Lwaki tugenze olaba ekyo?
Why have we gone to see that?
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Omubiri.
The body.
Obanga gwa muguru.
If it's of heaven.
Gutumanyinga ememe namu.
Which we know as the living soul. Living soul.
Obo omubiri ogw'okunsi.
Or the earthly body.
Omubiri n'omusaayi.
Flesh and blood.
Bitabamu mwoyo.
If they don't have a spirit.
Nga mufu.
They are dead.
Ekigambo ekyo tukigenzeeko.
That word we've gone into it.
Tukyatunuulidde omwoyo gwaffe.
How it looks and
like.
How it was gotten from Christ.
Ebigambo bisatu bitubuzabuza mu Bible.
Three words confuse us in this Bible.
Era n'abavuunula.
Interpreted.
Bafunamu obuzibu.
Got a problem.
Wakati w'omwoyo.
Between the spirit.
Ememe.
The soul.
N'omubiri.
And the body.
Omubiri n'omusaayi.
Flesh and blood.
Era osinganamu nga abantu banagambye tendeza Mukama gwe.
When you see, they say, "Praise the Lord, oh my soul."
Awali no kuba spiriting ali wo rumu mema.
Spirit, they put soul.
Ate era n'abamu abantu yigirizaako okusooka.
Others who taught us before.
Nga bwe twawulirako obuweereza bwa inner man.
Like we had the ministry of the inner man in Uganda.
Ne bajja batugamba.
And they kept telling us, other creations except human beings.
Tebalina
myoyo. They don't have a spirit. That they have a soul. They have a soul.
Bible
says, if there appear any body and it has no spirit in it, that body is dead.
Now,
how do those have a body in all creations and they have no spirit in them?
Wanji?
You understood the reason why you go to this part? That the body, if it is of heaven,
we know
as living soul or living soul, or it's of the earth, known as flesh and blood, if it has no spirit, that body is dead.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus.
Men should take
lessons on those words.
There are people who
don't differentiate between the body.
They
got a problem interpreting this in the Bible.
If you find
where there is to be spirit,
they
are written soul. Elsewhere to be the body, flesh and blood.
Ngate bataddewo
soul.
Mmeme
they are confused.
Ari ne kirala. Babawo abantu yigiriza.
They are those who taught us.
Okugezanga baganda bafuba
inner man. For the ministry of the inner man.
Mu Uganda
wano. In Uganda.
Bwe batusomesa n'abamu ku bannaabo
kwetoleza. Taught us and some of their colleagues in the world.
Nti obutonde bwonna.
That all creations.
Ngojeka abantu.
Besides human beings.
Mbutebulina moyo
mupo. That they have no spirit in them.
Yet
they have a soul and a body. Yet remember,
if
a body has no spirit in it, it's dead.
How
they move and they are living. Now we've begun from there. According to James 2, verse 26, and it tells us this.
James 2 and the verse
26.
Yakobo esule yokubiri n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu omukaga.
James 2 and verse 26.
Kuba ng'omubiri awatali mwoyo bwegubanga gufudde era n'okukkiriza bwe kutyo awatali bikolwa nga gufudde.
Yes, you have
raised Jesus much.
Kuba
because
nga omubiri
as the body
nga teguli mu mwoyo
without a spirit
bwegubanga gufudde
is dead.
N'okukkiriza bwe kuli okutabaako bikolwa.
Faith without works.
What
we look to is this. We've said this. That the body, if it's of heaven, known as living soul,
or
a living soul,
then
the earthly body,
known
as flesh and blood, if they don't have a spirit in them, it's dead. And we want to differentiate between the our spirit, the soul, which is the body of heaven, and the flesh and blood, the earthly body. So there are some of our colleagues who told us, all other creations except human beings, even at times the angels,
but
they have no spirit, yet they have the soul and the body.
Yet
you read James, as you've heard, James chapter 2, verse 26,
that
as the body, if it has no spirit and it's dead, if the spirit is not in the body, it's hard spirit to move living. It has no spirit in it.
It grows active
and its life is there.
It's
impossible to be living.
Even if
the grass you see, there's no spirit in it. It is dead. Have no spirits, the others. We remember we established the other
idea.
Our spirits, we ourselves, creation in heaven and earth, we have gotten from God the Word, the Lord Jesus Christ. Our appearance of our spirits is like our outward man. The spirit has no body. Private part.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Many people say they will differentiate between spirit and the living soul, which we call the living soul, the body of heaven. In the flesh and blood, the earthly body. Reading
the
Bible is not differentiated. You find where there is to be spirit, they have put soul.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we want to differentiate them. Even the other ignorance of some of our brethren who knew the halves and they wanted to give us the fullness, yet was it with them?
He
said all other creations except human beings and angels, they have the spirit.
Yes, praise
Jesus.
So, mchigambejo.
Now in that word,
God's
time seems to lighten us.
The
brethren who spoke things not perfectly well,
we
are meant to speak the halves they had,
yet
they finished to the people that we have spoken the fullness. It's finished. All other creations, they have no spirits.
Oh,
that's the mistake which was there.
So,
the inner man,
yourself,
and the outward man, your body, and they moved by there.
Perhaps
that's what they had light about.
And they don't
go into other creations, for it brings to be beaten.
You can even
become a false prophet and you don't know. Speak of God, words not of truth. Isaiah 48, in the verse 1 and 3.
Speaks
that we speak of him. Read there, we see.
Isaiah 48,
in the verse 1.
Mwulire kino, mwe nyumba ya Yakobo, abatumibwa erinnya lya Isirayiri, era abavudde mu maziga Yuda. Abalayira erinnya lya Mukama era abogera Katonda wa Isirayiri naye si mu mazima so si mu butuukirivu.
You heard what is evolved.
Oyinza okwogera Katonda kituufu.
Speak of God right.
N'obutonde bwe yatonda.
Even his creation he created. On the heavens and earth. Not spoken of him in truth.
Era nga tumwogeddeko mu butuukirivu.
Not spoken in righteousness.
Kati mu kigambo ekyo.
Now that word.
Okwawula omwoyo.
Differentiate the spirit.
It's
the inner man. And differentiating the soul. The living soul.
The
living soul. The heavenly body. Differentiate flesh and blood. The outward man. It's the earthly body. Those things became a problem in the entire world.
Began
to speak of them not in truth, neither in righteousness.
And
spoken on God himself, yet not in truth, not in righteousness. As tells us Isaiah 48, verse 1-3. In the time it tells us, if you have not understood those words, accept my rebuke, I pour my spirit on you, for you be filled of my word. Now he pours the spirit on us, in the double portion. Draw us understand the words. If he speaks of spirit, he speaks of the living soul, he is meaning what?
He
speaks of flesh and blood. What does he mean? Now the spirit of God. Proverbs 1:23. Let's put it there, we hear. Proverbs 1:23.
Mchokoro okunenya kwange laba nafuka ngomoyo gwange jemuli naba manyisanga ebigambo byange.
You hear what is involved? What if they're not clear understood? Proverbs 1:23 says that accept my review,
pour
my spirit on you, for you to understand my words. Words are heavy to differentiate,
except
anointing flows, as we hear of now, anointing of double portion, Holy Spirit in the fullness.
There are
the seven spirits of God, and they have been doubled. How to work as the word of God is. The
work
of in heavens and the earth. It doesn't go beyond the work of God.
It
means the word explains. This is the anointing teaching.
It
teaches us those words.
As we see
the working of spirit of the Lord,
we have
entered double portion.
Those
anointing explains some of hard words.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
This
time he tries to differentiate us. These three words spoken most in 1 Thessalonians, the chapter 5, 23. The spirit, the soul, and the body. Those words became very hard. Even the darkness spread everywhere. You first speak. How did you understand those words? Did you differentiate those things? The scriptures
we find in
Psalms 103, in the verse 103. Praise the Lord, O my soul.
The
one speaking is there.
He
speaks to his soul, the heavenly body. Let us praise the Lord.
You
know, there is a scripture.
You
have to praise with your spirit, with your mind.
Your
spirit is joined with your mind of your body, and you are praising. Can
you
hear those words? Those without soul, you find them say, praise the Lord, oh my soul. Why they don't have the soul? That soul we speak of, the living soul, is the heavenly body. You don't have it, but you say, praise the Lord, all my soul.
Then
you don't speak like this. Praise the Lord, all my mind, my understanding, even my heart. Between you may not have the soul. I don't speak to you who is born again. As long as you get born again, I
speak
one who doesn't know even of it. For in reality, all creation in heaven and earth,
besides
human beings not born again yet, even angels who fell, and those in hell, all other creations have a soul and a spirit. They have bodies.
Yet
some human beings, they have the spirit, they have the body, but they have no soul. The soul is not the heart, and it's not your forehead, it's not this which protrudes from your butt. They say that this intestine which comes out of someone's behind. That's not the soul. In the number 16, 22, God speaks like this concerning spirits within the body.
Numbers 16:22. Ne bavunnama amaaso gaabwe ne bagamba nti, "Ayi Katonda, Katonda ow'emyoyo gya bonna abalina emibiri, omuntu omu ng'ayonoonye, onoosunguwalira ekibiina kyonna?"
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ye Katonda w'emyoyo gyonna.
He's God of all spirits.
Egiri mu abo abalina emibiri.
Those with bodies.
Jukira bwe twatandika mu Yakobo essuula ey'okubiri, abiri mu mukaaga.
James 2:26.
Batugambye nti, ng'omubiri ogutali mwoyo bwegubeera nga gufudde.
As the body without spirit is dead.
So nga batulaga nti omubiri guno tegukyakubeera nga tegulimu mwoyo.
Cannot live without a spirit.
Ne gubeera omulamu.
And then it's living.
Kati kyava atugambye.
That's why he's told us.
Kitabo kino eky'okubala.
In the book of Numbers.
Yeah. 16:22. Nti ye Katonda w'emyoyo gyonna egiri mu mubiri.
God of all spirits in the body.
Kaba tuddiremu olunyiriri olwo.
Kubala esule ye 16 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu ebbiri.
Numbers 16:22.
Ne bavunnama amaaso gaabwe ne bagamba nti, "Ayi Katonda, Katonda w'emyoyo gya bonna abalina emibiri, omuntu omu ng'ayonoonye onoosunguwalira ekibiina kyonna?"
Kweri.
Indeed.
Katonda w'emyoyo gyonna.
God of all spirits.
Egya abalina omubiri.
Of those with bodies.
Naye abo b'otunuulira omubiri masumba.
Look to the body, Pastor. It's not only human beings.
All
they have the spirits of God. They have spirits which came from God the
Word.
That's our inner man. All those with bodies. But which form of bodies? It's not only of human beings.
Ahead
shall differentiate the heavenly body called the living soul. And the earthly body.
Na ye,
but
Baba yogera anti Katonda w'emyoyo gyonna.
Speaks of God of all spirits.
Ejaba ino omubiri.
Those with bodies.
Tuba tuwogera ku mibiri okusinzira ku Bakolisi 15.
Bodies according to 1 Corinthians 15.
Batuga anti emibiri sijja
kusijoka. Not only earthly bodies.
Kati wanotandika okulowooza.
Now you begin to think here.
Sikisa, nini? N'abali mu ggulu balina emibiri
gyabwe. Those in heaven have their bodies.
They
must have a spirit in them.
We
are spirits of our inner man.
As we have
gotten from God the Spirit. If
you say
that God, God the Word,
is
the life-giving spirit, we too are created spirits from Him. Now those who first taught us, I may not judge them, for it's not my work. My
work
light on this word. But I may speak like this. That spoken in 1 Corinthians 13. They knew in part. And they spoke that. Speak the fullness, yes, you speak lies. You made
fools.
And don't dare try it, child of God. God
sends
you, what gives you speak to your limit of understanding. Go back, ask Him, do you understand?
No one can
go beyond speak more. That you make things of God interesting. Speak, Job says, can I lie on behalf of God? Why lie on God's
behalf?
In which way even? How do you do that? It's impossible to lie on God's behalf. But as we've spoken, we've read Numbers 16:22. God of all spirits, of those with bodies and flesh. Speak of bodies. Don't speak of one type of body. We have the heavenly body. Others have bodies as you see them.
It's
read here we see.
1 Corinthians 15:39. Emibiri gyonna si mubiri gumu.
Bwe boogera ku mibiri.
If they speak of bodies. All flesh.
It's
not one type of body.
Uganda
is broad flesh.
Body. Yes.
English is the one now which demeaned it. English is speaking of flesh. English would have told
all
us
all body is not one
all
kind of
bodies
body.
Is not one kind of body.
Uganda,
Uganda is speaking the rightful word.
On
this time alone, Uganda is spoken the right. According to what follows down here, they don't speak of flesh. They speak of bodies. Let us read here.
Abakolinse ekisooka essuula y'ekkumi n'ettaano n'olunyiriri lwasatumu
omwenda. First Corinthians 15:39.
Emibiri gyonna si mubiri gumu naye omulala gw'abantu n'omulala gwa nsolo n'omulala gwa nnyonyi n'omulala gwa byannyanja olinya olwana.
Owulidde ekigambo ekyo nti omubiri
gwonna
waliyo ogw'ensolo, ogw'ebiwuka,
of the insects,
ebyennyanja,
of the fish.
Kati wagandye Katonda w'emyoyo gyonna egirina emibiri.
All spirits with bodies.
Bano bonna baba balimu emyoyo.
All these are included the half spirits.
Kubanga nabo balabisenga balina emibiri.
They have appeared with bodies.
Ate tebasobola kubeerawo nga balina emibiri.
A body. Ate balina mu mwoyo. And have no spirit in the body.
Kubanga ogwo guba mufu.
For that is the dead body.
Baba mazo kwaulira nde mbiri jonna.
Separated all bodies. Not one type of body.
Sinda kubakolisa ekitoka 15.
Colossians 15. 39.
Ne batumenyira ye jensoro najo mibiri.
List of the animals their bodies.
Ebinyonyi
the birds.
Najo mibiri.
Them to have bodies.
Ebinyanja
the fish.
Najo chikachya mibiri.
Type of bodies.
Ne singa tajibera mu moyo.
They have no spirit in them.
Ngajifu
they are dead.
Simanyi mubiteyo ngajifu.
How do you get them when they're dead? How do they grow even? How do they live?
Now
you see, the one
who
imparts and they lied on God's behalf.
Cannot
become a liar.
In
God is nothing like darkness. Darkness will speak of lies on deception. In him there is no darkness. Tell you in Job 38:1-3,
who
is this darkening my counsel
with
words without knowledge? That speak, does it hold knowledge?
And
then you say all other creations have no spirit.
The
truth right now is shining. How can you handle that now? In one day you claim to lie on God's behalf.
So
you be careful when you serving God. Send the Psalms to serve God with fear and trembling.
You
have to serve.
Be
careful lest you speak what is not there.
It
claim to be the name of the Lord. God is served in your name. In Matthew 7, 1 downwards. We served in your name. We preached in your name. We chased demons.
We preached
in my name and you lied on my behalf? Me, am I a liar?
Okay.
Those creations have no spirit?
What you
read of, you heard of it. Ecclesiastes 3, 21-22.
Who
knows the spirit of the animal? What goes to the ground? A human spirit goes to heaven.
Creations
have spirits. And creation move to prove as we hear.
At Numbers
16:22. God of all spirits which have bodies.
First
Corinthians 15:39. It's a friend.
Body
is not one type of body.
There are
bodies of animals, of birds, and of fish.
Their
bodies have no spirit. They would have been dead. James 2:26.
As
body without spirit is dead. Even faith without works is dead.
If
not right, He told you Christians have no spirit.
Not research to prove that.
Let me tell you, yes, you hold that Bible.
And you claim to own it.
Yet it's not yours. That's the word of God. Don't get time and you claim to own the Bible.
You need to interpret it
in what you want.
God just gives you wisdom through it.
Wisdom in the word. Interpret them as you want them. Maybe hope you've quoted that.
Have you understood
that statement? Don't get ownership.
The word of God is not yours.
John 15:6, they are not your words. Don't reach out there, use them as you want.
Don't reach and it's written in you.
He said, my words are in you, they're not yours.
He came to own them.
To speak lies within them. Let's finish Corinthians.
First Corinthians 15:40. Era waliwo emibiri egy'omuggulu n'emibiri egy'omunsi.
You correct your English Bible.
Uganda is still speaking.
Era waliwo
emibiri egy'okunsi.
Even the earthly bodies and heavenly bodies.
Emibiri egy'okunsi.
Earthly bodies.
Both
flesh and blood. What about of heaven?
Living soul.
Living soul. Memen enamu. You know, you see. In your Luganda Bible, it's spoken right. First Corinthians 15:40. There is the heavenly body and the earthly body. In the English, they spoiled it. They
say,
I hear celestereo. Some funny states. It's not nice.
Celestial body.
And celestial bodies and terrestrial.
There is the heavenly and the earthly body. Now earthly bodies.
First Corinthians 15:50. It's called flesh and blood. We cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. Yet heavenly bodies, they are called the living soul. Does not have flesh and blood which die. That's why it's called the living soul. It's living. Don't wake up, you have wounds and bruises.
They
are earthly bodies.
Even
heavenly bodies, them too don't live there without a spirit in them, for they will be dead then. Even though they are called a living soul, to keep their life, there must be a spirit in that body.
That's why
even angels who have those living soul bodies, they are called spirits sent to minister. They have a spirit in them. Even heavenly bodies are not there without a spirit in them. According to Hebrews chapter 1 verse 13 and 14, angels are spirits which are sent going to be restored, both inherit and salvation. Inside them they have an inner man whom we call the spirit.
Then they're
given heavenly bodies called the living soul. Why they are called the living soul? Living soul. Won't be explained
ahead.
Though you cut their body like this, it covers immediately. They don't have wounds. Their life is extreme. You get a wound, immediately it closes back to normal form. There are other life. If you eat food,
you
shouldn't feel poo gas in your stomach. It's burnt in them. Still there is a dead soul. The fallen angels retain dead souls. Heavenly bodies which die, which lose the life. Even people in hell like that, they have dead souls with themselves. That we shall see in the next step. Are we together? Don't dare try to get ownership on the word of God.
You
speak in it what you want, and you claim it is your words. Those scriptures even is put in you. Don't out there claim you have your scriptures in yourself.
You
have scriptures of the Lord like this.
No,
we want to restore the pure language of the children of God in all his churches.
Though
we spoke of the pure language, the pure language, in some of the language of the world,
but
in all churches in the entire world,
pure language,
pure language is speak things rightful as God knows them. It is to say, if this building is a synagogue, it's a synagogue. If the church, everyone speaks their church, not speaks a building is the church. Those we shall read them in their season.
First
Corinthians 15.
First Corinthians 15:40. Era waliwo emibiri egy'omuggulu n'emibiri egy'omunsi. Naye ekitiibwa ky'egy'omuggulu kirala n'ekyegy'omunsi kirala.
Kakati ndowooza olaba.
Now you see,
emibiri gy'okunsi,
the earthly bodies, they have their splendor and their glory,
mubiri na musaayi,
flesh and blood.
Era bw'oba otunuddeko kale ng'oli muvubuka,
look yourself in your youth, and you look to an old person, you can get angered and hate them. You see, what glory is right here? That is the outward man we see.
Yet
we have the mid, the one who is in the middle there. We're going to create and see in your Bible the middle man, heavenly body or the living soul.
In
a man, your spirit.
Because
while in this body,
who?
We the spirit.
We groaning.
Minutes before we unclothe this, they want to come in the middle. There is the middle man. What's the apostle? Don't
close
your things. That's what you tell them to us. I'm not me, but God. Have you read it?
Not
us, but the Lord.
Yes, you must
praise be. Jesus.
And imagine.
It is a Lord, while in this body,
Wani.
You who you say while in this body, I'm groaning. You clothed me the one from heaven before
I am,
and clothed this one. They clothed it where? In the middle. Now heaven's body on earth, its prendual is another. Even the heavenly one, its prendual is another. The body we call living soul, is the heavenly body. In its glory,
brought
in the language, it became a living soul.
Now,
I told you, it's got a bruise, a wound. It heals
instantly.
It's not that you go poo-poo in heaven. It's not that. The other can become wind and you vanish. And you appear elsewhere. That's why it's called the living soul. And man become a living soul.
We
spoke of the outward man then. You know, angels in heaven, the one to be like the middle man is the outward man to them. Because they're not going to be unclothed. We meant to be unclothed of this body.
Us
to get the middle man in our midst. It's the body from heaven. Who is gotten lost? You say, I got lost. These things are beyond. Let us see, they are clearly explained. Even a night in this flowing teaching, but fear not to say I'm lost. Then we try to make all nations disciples. You have to learn. Now, raising the hand
in
front of us, it's not shameful. If
you
look at you raising hand, and they wonder why you're not understood. You too, you get
wonder
why they don't want you to be a disciple. Let us finish.
First Corinthians 15:41. Ekitiibwa ky'enjuba kirala, n'ekitiibwa ky'omwezi kirala, n'ekitiibwa ky'emmunyeenye kirala. Kubanga emmunyeenye teyenkana ginnaayo kitiibwa. Olwana mu ebbiri. Era n'okuzuukira kw'abafu bwe kutyo. Gusigibwa mu kuvunda, guzuukizibwa mu butavunda.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus much.
Enjuba,
this sun,
naye erina omubiri gwayo.
It also has its body.
Naye enjuba obutaba mwoyo ogamba.
Do you think it does not have a spirit?
No, mwezi.
Even the moon.
It
also has body. It looks like that.
You think
body lives without a spirit? The stars. They are spreading one with another.
That
differs in this body. But look at bodies of stars. Maybe they have no spirit. Yet you get surprised. According to Psalms, Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. All heaven. All the stars. Now how would they have praised the Lord?
It's
just body without anything in it. Dead. Now let us say, you mailed your box there.
It,
you speak to it, praise the Lord. It begins to jump without a spirit in it. Is it possible? Now those who told us, those creations that have no spirit, they are liars. Maybe lies came in them for the little light of knowledge
there.
It's time to repent and correct the world. You know, Apostle Paul,
pleased
me while he was still Saul. He lied most the world and claimed to serve God.
Yes.
Apostle Saul, you know him? Paul?
Acts
9.
God is,
God met him, he told him, "Who are you, my Lord?"
He told,
"I, Jesus, you persecute. I
thought
I've been serving you.
And
how long you persecuted me?" Yet he repented.
He moved
back to get knowledge.
In
the Philippians, they say,
"All
things I turn them rubbish, for I messed up God with them."
He
learned things of Pharisee, most many things. The Pharisee and the Pharisees. The Sadducee in the Sadducees. Hebrews in the Hebrews. Circumcised on the eighth day.
He had
most fulfilled. Yet they
had
them twisted the word of God. And he thought he was serving God. God to meet him, tell him he persecuted him.
You
struggle within the word of God.
Fight
him for speaking lies. If you come teach the inner man, open the Bible.
You
speak what you want. I'm not speaking of anyone. That person is wrong and bad. Perhaps knowledge was not enough. It had a limit on his side. Loved most God and wanted to lie on his behalf.
So it's
very hard to lie on God's behalf. For all liars, they know where they head to, lake of fire. Read Revelations 21. All liars.
So
now you get be careful. You read the book of Numbers.
Let's
briefly get backwards.
Numbers 16:22. Ne bavunama amaaso gaabwe ne bagamba nti, "Ayi Katonda, Katonda w'emyoyo gya bonna abalina emibiri. Omuntu omu ng'ayonoonye onoosunguwalira ekibiina kyonna."
Owulire kye yagamba.
You heard what they said.
Katonda w'emyoyo gyonna abalina omubiri.
All spirits with bodies.
Mulimu ba malaika.
Angels.
Mulimu emunyenye
omwezi. Does the moon. Even the planet Earth
is
held by four angels. It too has a body. Now you find the ant moving.
If
you say it has no spirit, it's useless. It has a soul and a body. Yet do you know the soul even?
So ye Katonda waba bali
naki. God of all them with spirits.
Emibiri jonne jirimu omwoyo.
All bodies with the spirits.
Oraba ne kubara 2:17.
Numbers
2:17:16. Natugamba bwati.
They tell us like this.
Kubali sule ya birimu omusanvu n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omukaaga.
Numbers 27:16.
Mukama Katonda w'emyoyo gya bonna abalina emibiri. Alonda omusajja okufuga ekibiina.
Soma bulungi ddamu.
Kubali sule ya birimu omusanvu olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omukaaga.
Numbers 27:16.
Mukama Katonda w'emyoyo gya bonna abalina emibiri.
Katonda w'emyoyo gya bonna.
Spirits of all.
Abalina emibiri.
Who have bodies.
Yetegeddeke ejo omugulu
n'ejo ku. The stool of heavens and the earth.
There
is a spirit in it.
God
of those spirits in them. When it reaches,
the
thought to serve him.
In
his creations, you said they have no spirits in them. How will you escape him?
Matthew 7:21
comes to pass on you.
That
preached in your name.
As
you, the preaching which is false.
Wanji.
Praise the Lord, brethren. This time while we are still in the olden salvation we are in,
we used
to go to Mutundwe in Uganda going to seek God.
They
taught us that the soul, they are the human thoughts. And we too came back in our synagogues. We began to teach people the same things. We tell them the soul, they are the human thoughts.
That
understood after I have come here.
This
is the problem where I came from. Thoughts, you hear their thoughts. They have not said their souls. And thoughts is not the brain. Thoughts. What, they told you the soul, they are the thoughts?
Kati.
Now they go where? They come from where? Where do they reside? If they are the brain. Brain too is called brain, it's not soul, it never fits.
Kati Adam nafuka.
Adam became the living brain. It doesn't come out like that. Read Genesis 2. Verse 6 and 7. God breathed in him.
Became
a living soul. Living soul.
Adam
became brains living, moving themselves like that. Now you are so familiar, you people. God
cannot
imagine you call him the mere brain.
He's
not even brain, just mere thoughts.
Things
of lies are many in the world.
People
refuse to sit in the curse of God's words.
That
he teaches them how things are. They go to minister and serve him.
Please
of them in Jeremiah 23. In the latter days, no, I didn't send those prophets. Yet they ran quick. I didn't speak with them.
They
said God has said.
He
speaks things of lies like that. God can call you.
Pick up, you call your child.
Bundi, come here.
Nagenda kuduka.
And they go on the shop.
Tata,
Father has sent me. What has he sent you? A bag of rice.
And
of sugar and of bushel.
Father,
I just called you. You are back with the luggage, coming, struggling with them on the head.
Father,
you called me. I have brought them. This is my son.
I
called you or I sent you. What did I do? I thought you were sending me.
As
usually, you send others.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. You think everyone they call, they are sending them.
They are calling,
you sit here, I see what I do, land them, then after I will send you.
osudde katonda ku mabanja mangi
thrown God on many debts
bagenda gula kwewola byatakugamba
and you go borrow things he's not told you to borrow
kubanga katonda abantu bamubanja amazima kati kubanga walimbayo bulimbi
demand truth from God for you rather lie to them
Okay, kwa tudiremu.
Let us repeat.
Kubala.
Numbers.
27:16.
Okubala esule ya 27 n'olunyiriro lwe 16.
Numbers 27:16.
Mukama Katonda w'emyoyo gyabo na abali n'emibiri. Alonda omusajja okufuga ekibiina. Ole 17. Anafulumanga mu maaso gaabwe. Era anayingiranga mu maaso gaabwe. Era n'abafulumyanga era n'abayingizanga
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Mu Katonda w'emiyojo n'ebya abayina omubiri.
All spirits with those with bodies.
Omubiri gw'omugono gw'okuzi.
Heavenly and earthly bodies.
Bonna abalondera n'abakulemberanga.
Chooses them who lead them.
Tewali w'atalondera.
It's nowhere that they
choose. Bamalayika bali musanvu abakulembera.
Angels there are 7 who lead.
Mu nsolo.
In the animal.
Kulina empologoma.
We have the lion.
Okulemberamu
king of the jungle. King of the jungle, he leads all other animals.
Mubinyonyi tulina empungu.
In the birds we have the eagle.
Era nayo yagironda naye
abakulemberenga mwe. He leads other birds.
Nembyenyanya tulina yo bilukwata ne
bilala. We have both even the type which leads them.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kakati bwairiza Katonda.
If you falsely lie on God's behalf.
Munne obutonde buno tebuliimu myoyo.
These creations have no spirits in them.
Mutogo twatusoma ogututte ku bino byonna.
Study which taken us on all this.
Atulaba engeri emeyo jaffefe benyini.
We see our spirits, we ourselves.
Eri waguru weguru.
Above the heavens.
Engeri jetwajibwa Katonda kigambo.
We are gotten from God the world.
Ujo obutonde buna mugune.
Spirits of all creations in heaven and earth. And how we look like.
Natutegezebwa nti. Buri kitonde chola bakirimo omwo.
Every creation has a spirit if it's living.
Atene turaba.
And again we see.
Chetujjo kusinga okwa ulenyo kunakulokuna.
Separate on the Thursday and the Friday.
Chi mulimu abayina omwoyo.
There those with the spirit.
Muntu wo munda.
The inner man.
Inga batebayina muntu wa masekati.
They have not a middle man.
Go to it a meme
na. We call the living soul.
Umbiri gwo mugu.
The heavenly body.
Nayinga.
Yet.
Bayino muntu woku ngu.
They have the outward man.
Umbino musa.
Flesh and blood.
Ngachitegeje.
And it means.
Bayine chibabulako.
There is something lacking on them.
Odabo muyembe.
You see the mangle.
Guraga omuntu ayina steps.
Shows the person with three steps.
Ayina omoyo.
He has the spirit.
Ayina meme na.
He has the living soul.
Umbiri gwo mugu.
It's the heavenly body.
Ayina nombi no.
It has flesh and blood.
Abo bokuto muyembo.
If you get a mangle.
Nogu genda mukasigo munde.
You go deep into its seeds.
Waliyo omoyo ogumera akantu akakamera.
Spirit which grows, that thing which grows in it.
Gwe moyo.
That is the spirit.
Ayi kulino mbiri ogwo chetuite ensige yebikako.
Cover which covers it.
Nechambara
even a cloth there.
Chechintu ekikarube ekyo muyembenga gukuze.
The hard portion of a mango when ripened.
Kati omuntu ono okunguru.
This outward man.
No lususulo byekyo ekyo chetulyanga kyenge.
It's what we eat ripened.
Erola banga butugwambula ko omuntu okunguru.
And covet the outward man.
Tubale tunatuka ku moyo gwa muyembe.
Not reach the spirit of the mango.
Tushingana omubiri awo gwabadde byambala ebigugu.
A body clothing tight clothing and
covers. Ero mara kujuza ebyambalo
ebyo. You have to tear off those hard clothings and covers.
No tuka kumubiri ogudda.
And you reach the next
body. No gwasamu wakati.
And you crush in the middle.
No singana akoyo omoyo gwa.
A spirit of a mango.
Chinde so cho kulabirako.
I've brought an example.
Akamera mu moyo.
That which grows in the mango.
Bwana ati mwa bantu ngabo balinga bora ba ebijanja.
There are people that are appearing like a bean seed.
Ngali no mubiri no rusuwa ako
the body and its skin
bobe jurambote woshingana omoyo guliya
ombanga open in the middle you find the spirit hanging in the space there no covered
era bwebengera
and if they are ripened
tuteka munta mune tutokosha
we put in the saucepan boil them all
omoyo no mubiri no
skin we boil all
There are people who have no heavenly body.
When they
are clothed, the spirit is naked, hanging there like that.
And they clothed the
body which died in Adam of heaven, which is bent like a stick and dry. Have you put bones in the sack? In the sack? They are all funny. They are all protruding out. Funny structured.
In
the drug take to hell. You look like fallen angels, very ugly.
Them
to have the soul.
It's
called the dead soul. Anybody which lost life, God alone can finish it from it. Strikes with wild weapons. As they chase those angels from heaven, appeared in the funny bodies. You appear very funny. At least those look at least. At least. Those have drunk some life. But still, eyes are very funny. They are those ones. Bodies have no private parts. Have you seen them there? Those with heads, very funny. They take you in a body like that. Found your spirit naked and unclothed it from this body of flesh. But
you know,
don't you look like that if you don't align yourself when this still time? You are like a trap. But if you look to Job, Job chapter 10, verse 6 downwards. Spirits in bodies like of angels.
With
them too, we are just covered with them.
You read
such speeches that you covered me with body. Be covered on who?
Kati gwengo mtu wa munda.
Now you as the inner man.
Bubakari tugambe mba malaika.
If, for example, in the angels,
you covered
the heavenly body and it's finished.
Yet
if you're in the humans, you're covered with flesh and blood.
Having
a death be covered of heavenly body. You are spirit. Lest they unclothe you. You are found naked. Let us read it there we hear.
Job 10
and the verse 6.
No kubuza no buzo utali butukirivu bwange. Nono nyo kuonona kwange. Olunyolo musanvu. Ne wankubadde ng'omanyi nga siri mubi. Sote wali ayinza okuwonya mu mukono gwo. Olunyolo munana. Emikono gyo gyejannumba gyejankola. Wamwe eruyi n'eruyi nayo onzikiriza. Olunyolo mwenda. Nkwegayiridde. Jukira nga wammumba ng'ettaka. Era olinzisa na temunfuufu. Olinyolwe kumi. Omubiri gwange togutuludde ng'amata.
My body.
Ayogera ye muntu
wo. The one speaking to the inner man.
Avudde waggulu ng'atubulirako engeri gye basooka okubanga bamubumba
ye. How he was first molded himself.
Ng'omuntu wo
muntu. As the inner man.
Ne ate n'atubulirako ne ku mubiri gwe.
Also tells us of his body.
Muntu wo kwongulu.
The outward man.
Here
the angels will speak of the middle man, the heavenly body. Let's read we hear.
Job 10,
verse 10.
Omubiri gwange togutuludde ng'amata, n'onkwasanga amata amakalu olw'ekkumi n'olumu wanyambaza eddiba n'omubiri era wangatta wamu n'amagumba n'ebinywa.
Omuntu
w'omunda
ng'omwoyo ogwaggibwa
ku Kristo
Yesu
mu kwogera agamba
bambikako
omuntu w'okungulu yanyambaza eddiba n'ennyama n'angatta wamu
n'amagumba. This is cloth, the cloth. This is the body.
Like tell
while we are on this body covered in it,
we
yearn be clothed the body from heaven,
coming
in the midst there.
And
you have the inner man, it is your spirit. You have the middle man, we know as this living soul, the heavenly body. And still you have the outward man, flesh and blood. When they unclothe your flesh and blood,
be
found with a body from heaven, called the living soul.
You're
found naked.
Your
spirit is hanging in
spirit.
If they are finding like that, I'll show you why they clothe you. The body
which would have
heaven, it died in Adam, appears like of the fallen angels, or like bones packed in the sack, or a tree bent and dried.
When
they get it from that body,
pray
God takes you out when you clothe the body from heaven.
And
pray take you out with those who don't have it. And you look how they look like.
Or
if before it happens,
ask,
take you from the body with other people briefly, whether in a trance or in the dream or in the vision. See your colleagues how they appear. When they have no heavenly bodies,
in the
form of bodies by which they are taken in hell, and you look dark like that one. You know, light's hindering you, can't see clear. Brent, he covered me with flesh, bone, and skin. He covered is you, the inner man. According to Psalms 139, saving my body parts, you saw them before they came in place. You wrote them in your book. That language, though it seemeth to speak of we alone, even angels are involved, even all creations are involved, all have the bodies. Shall begin from there to move on and understand. The inner man, and it is the spirit. Yourself original. The middle man. Body from heaven, living soul.
Then no mutu woku
nguru. Even the outward man.
Fumbiri no musayi.
Flesh and blood.
Mukama akuwa mukisi.
God bless you. Thank you for coming.